This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Presents Tech Talk Time, 7 after the hour, a whole hour devoted to technology, to the things that I know so much about that I want to pass along to you. I want my knowledge to be your knowledge, and here for me to train along with you are three members of the cast and crew of the fabulous Good Day Enterprise, Victoria Keelan, veteran broadcaster, learning as much as she can from me about technology, Rich McFadden, who's here, needs a lot of information from me. And then, of course, there is the lovely and talented Greg Stebbin, who is the men's health editor when it comes to technology. He learned everything he knows from me, so he's passing along. I don't even charge him for the information. Yeah. He writes it up and gets paid a lot of money, and I don't get anything out of it. But it's okay, because I'm that kind of a guy. I like
satisfaction.
To cheer.
Satisfaction.
Yeah, right. So I get the satisfaction. By the way, Greg is also the author of the book White House Confidential, which is a book of weird presidential history. As long as we're going through this weird presidential season, we might as well have a book about weird presidential historical facts. So it's there, the book White House Confidential. I would urge you to read that. What's the backflow from the Yahoo hacking? 500 million plus email accounts, Greg. How did you read that when it first became known last week? What's the real bottom line here with this?
Get used to it.
You mean for Yahoo or for everybody?
No, for everybody. I mean, I don't know the specifics of how the hackers got into the Yahoo network, but I mean, this is just a reality of life in the 21st century.
Here's the reality of this one, and Greg, I think you'll be on board with me. Doug, we've talked about this before. I have LastPass and any other password manager that you may be able to use, and it creates, you can say, create a password for this account. And it will spit out this long line of characters that you could never remember if your life depended on it. But all you have to do is log into your LastPass account and then just say, log into Facebook, log into my email, log in, and it just remembers it and opens it right there.
Well, and on top of that, so I use a competitor to LastPass. They're both great products. It's called Dashlane, and LastPass probably does what I'm about to describe. As soon as that Yahoo hacking occurred, or there was a LinkedIn one, or whatever it is, you go to log into something, and your password wallet, like LastPass or Dashlane, says to you, uh-oh, Yahoo's been compromised. Can I change that password for you?
Which is
great.
And
you click a button. Yeah, you click a button, and it changes the password to another equally impossible thing to remember. And then you are as safe as you can possibly be, including the fact that maybe you had an awareness of it earlier than you would have, and maybe you wouldn't have done anything about it without this tool because it would have just been too hard to go change your password, or you would have procrastinated or forgot.
So, Greg, up until now, I have refrained from using their impossible to remember passwords because I have 5 or 6 different passwords that I use. But now, you're right. Just get used to it is the answer. So I may have to switch over and use all of the impossible to remember passwords because it's just the way it's going to be. You're going to have to change your passwords probably every 30 days in the next 3 years.
Yeah, and the problem is in the scenario you're describing, you're using 5 or 6 sort of impossible to remember passwords, but there's only 5 or 6.
Right.
So if you used one for your bank and one for your email, the same one of those 5 or 6,
exactly,
and I get one of them, so you really want to have impossible to remember passwords, a different one for every account.
Right.
And you look in LastPass, you may see that there's actually a button in there somewhere where you can hit the button and it will literally change all of your passwords so that you go have a cup of coffee coffee or a beer or lunch with friends, and it's busy changing all your passwords to a different, impossible-to-remember password for each thing. And, you know, that's how technology really should work for us.
I know your eyes are glazed over right now thinking about
this. I'm actually thinking of your password, beer 2016.
That's right. Now you know it. But actually, this would be easier for you if you only had to log into one website for all of you, and to manage all of your websites. Like, let's say you want to log into Gmail, Facebook, and your bank account. You just need to go to one place and remember one login.
Now, there are some downsides to that, by the way.
I was going to say,
one is,
there has to
be, right? There's two, actually. One is we've created a password vault.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a password to the password vault.
Right.
Right.
So if somebody gets the password to the password vault,
then you're
actually you're worse off than you were before.
How do they come up with a? But how hard is
that going to be hard
to go through and figure out what? And you'd have to have some clue, wouldn't you?
You have a computer. A human is not sitting there typing all the variations. They can check millions of variations
in a second.
Yeah, I mean, it's all so it's a lot easier than any of us imagine, because it's not, I'm not sitting there going, beer 2016, nope, beer 2017, nope, beer 20, no, it's all done in the speed of a nanosecond by algorithms, and it's done. And so this is the really important part. If you use a Dashlane or a LastPass or a RoboForm, first of all, as you're choosing one of these products, make sure you find one that's very, very reputable. Google it. Read what people like Rich and I and Victoria are saying about it. Go to PC Mag. Read what others are saying about them, because you don't want to fall into the
Bob's
trap of using
protector.
Yes, and turns out that Bob is actually a hacker, and you've just handed him all your passwords. So that's important point number one. Important point number two is that password that is the password to your passwords, that one you have to make crazy hard,
which most people won't do, and that's the problem.
But here's the trick. If you make that really, really difficult, you only have to remember it for about 2 days. After that, your fingers will remember it.
Yeah.
Like muscle memory. I don't know what my Dashlane password is, but my fingers know. And they just type it, and
I've got the best password possible.
Password.
Right. Cows spelled backwards.
You just gave it away now.
You think I'm actually using
it? Don't worry
that?
About it. Whatever password Doug decides on will be on a corkboard in his office.
Or a post-it.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's safer than trusting it online sometimes.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. All right. So that's that story. There's good news, good information from Greg Stebbin and the rest of the clan here. As we continue, we'll focus on India banning parents from deciding a baby's sex, and why that's important in the world of technology up next year.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com. We'll be right back.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Like the old song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. So, in keeping with the spirit of the season, I'd like to talk about one fun way you might be able to use some of those gifts you'll be getting to make it even more wonderful. Because, in addition to being a wonderful time, it's also the most warningful time. That's right. Most of those gifts you'll be getting come loaded with warning labels, and some of them are downright wacky. As host of the annual Wacky Warning Label Contest, I know that many of the labels that people have sent us over the years were found during the holidays. One label was even found right on a live Christmas tree. It warned, "Not intended for human consumption." Now, let's be fair. I can understand the need for a warning like that on some of the fruitcakes I've tasted, but on a live Christmas tree? Come on. If you find a wacky warning label and would like to enter our contest for a chance to win the $1,000 grand prize, find out how at centerforamericatv.org. And from all of us here at the Center for America, happy holidays.
17 after the hour, Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Greg Stebbin, and Rich McFadden. So the reason I brought up the question about the baby sex in India is because Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo were asked by the government there to ban ads that promote services to help parents determine and then decide the sex of their babies. They were reprimanded, apparently, for not helping to uphold a law that has been in place for a number of years, which makes selling or advertising sex selection services a punishable offense. Imagine living in a country like that. Can you imagine?
That didn't that law happen because they, like China, they were getting rid of all the female babies that were born?
Yeah.
So that's
what they should be doing is getting rid of
it, right?
Most of the babies that are about to be born, because they have an overpopulation problem there they can't handle. They don't know what to do. With the average family there is 8 children.
Wow.
They don't have a clue what to do. The unemployment rate in India is 34%. And that's better than it has been, actually, because there's just so many people that, you know, we don't understand in our country or in the Western world, unemployment is a problem when it's 4%. In China and in India, these other places, unemployment is a problem when it's 30%. So what do you make of this, Greg?
Wow.
Okay.
Sometimes the scope of technology just boggles.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really
everywhere.
Not. It's really not a technology story, other than the fact that, right? I mean, every aspect of your life is touched by your mobile phone.
Yep.
Or Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, Amazon, and am I forgetting Facebook?
Yeah.
I mean, it never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah. Well, so what do you, I mean, there's not much you can do about it. I thought it was just an interesting anecdotal story, frankly, as to, and sort of speaks to what you were just talking about, how invasive all of this stuff is. It's more than you could possibly imagine. The younger you are, the more invasive it is.
I think one of the big questions here is, okay, so Google, Microsoft and Yahoo are blocking these ads.
Mm.
How effective will they be? I mean, let's take them at their word that their intent is to block them. How effectively can they actually do that? And how long will it take those advertisers to just find other ways of advertising to people through digital means? I'd say they'll figure it out within the next hour.
Really?
Sure. I mean, we didn't mention Facebook. We didn't mention Reddit. There's no end of outlets.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of no end, there's no end to information and news about Apple products. So more of that coming up here. Tech Talk time at 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Security arrangements, we're talking about them when it comes to the passwords and your computers. Pretty smart stuff. You want to listen, it's hour number six for Monday. If you want to listen back to it, the conversation with Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor there, and Jennifer's not here, but Victoria is here, and Richie is here. So, I'm looking. Richie was just. I said off the air, I was getting a new computer installed today, and Richie says, "Oh, what is it?" And so I said, "It was another computer attached to Windows 7. I will not use Windows 10, and I don't know how long they'll support it. But the computer I have here now is 3.5 years old, and it doesn't serve. It doesn't have the speed. Just doesn't have what I need. So I got a bunch of new screens and a new thing. Blah 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 blah. Anyway." So Rich was happy to chastise me. You have a new AirBook or Mac AirBook, right?
Mac yes, Air is what it's called. Yeah.
MacBook Air.
Yeah, that too. And I think Jennifer has. No, I don't know what Jennifer.
I have a MacBook Air.
Victoria
well.
Has a MacBook.
I have a Mac, a MacBook, and a MacBook Air.
So Richie's happy to tell me that I'll be sorry.
Well, and we were discussing because you are frustrated because you get frustrated by pop-ups, virus. Alerts and just things not working. And all of us have gone to Mac and Apple, and right now our general manager, Bob the K, is saying this sounds like an Apple commercial. But it really isn't. We were just discussing that it's worth the $1,000, $1,100, $1,200 that you pay because our time is valuable. And I don't want to spend time chasing bugs and figuring out. Greg just told us that he bought 4 Windows computers in the past several months and had to return all 4 for different reasons.
Listen to this. And I'm not going to mention brands, but one of the machines. Because it doesn't matter because they were different brands.
Right.
One of them stopped working after 2 months. I paid extra for special tech support so that I would be special. which included on-site service. I always do this so that if there's a problem, someone, I don't put it in a box and ship it somewhere and lose use of the machine for a week, that they show up at my office or my home, wherever I am, and they fix it. So this was such a bad problem. After 2 months, they said, we could send somebody out, but it would be better if you sent it into the depot. So I packed it up, which means uninstalling the operating system, it means wiping it clean, and then when I get it back, having to reinstall everything. I send it off. As you know, I was gone for the last week and a half, so the timing was actually good. I get back, I open the box, I turn the machine on, and the exact same problem is there. And when I called them, they said, we reinstalled the operating system. A monkey could have reinstalled.
Yeah, I was going to say that's all they did.
Yeah. Doug could have reinstalled the.
Excuse me. That's a little low.
But I mean, my point is, if it had been a Mac, which I took this back and I actually went to my friend, the manager at Best Buy. It's always good to be friends with the manager at your local electronics store. And I said, you remember you sold me this and we thought it was going to be a great choice. And this is, and he said, you know what? I'll refund your money, even though it's been 2 months. And why don't you consider getting a Mac, which was exactly why I had gone there. Because when you have an Apple computer and you have this kind of problem, you walk into an Apple store if there's one nearby. Or I learned now Best Buy is authorized to repair Apple machines. You walk into a Best Buy or a local computer shop or an Apple store and you say, I have this problem. And you stand there with the machine in front of you and get it fixed.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
That is worth money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I wondered about some of the other things that they're selling and how, since their announcement, sales are doing of the new stuff. We don't have time to talk about that now because it's 28 past the hour on Tech Talk Time.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Technology. That's what this hour of the Good Day program is devoted to. Good Day's Tech Talk time with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. So I was asking about the Apple products. A lot of focus certainly on the AirPod, the new Apple phone, and iOS. Is there anything new in the sales of any of these things that has been remarkable that you have noticed, either of you, over the past week or so, or is it pretty much business as usual now?
I think a lot of people are jumping onto the iPhone 7 bandwagon. Last Thursday night, I had dinner with a friend of mine who already got his, and I personally wouldn't buy it because it looks exactly like my iPhone 6, just minus the headphone jack.
The camera is the big winner on this one, and that's the reason I will buy it.
But you're buying the Plus, though, because this we were messing with the camera on the regular 7. It's,
right,
it's,
I would buy the
there
Plus.
There are improvements, but it's not that great.
Because I'm 50 and I need the bigger screen. like the
No, I meant because you're a tall, big guy, and you probably would want a larger phone.
No, because I'm telling you, the reason I bought the Plus that I have now is because that little font gets hard to read as get the 5.0. And that end, I have the bigger hands, and I can handle it. My wife has the Plus as well, and it's harder for her to handle. But the reason I will buy the 7 Plus is because of the telephoto lens, the upgraded sensors, the low light conditions that it can handle now. And that's very appealing to me. That's one of the main reasons I have an iPhone or any kind of device in my pocket is for the camera.
Hmm. All right, so there's that. Now,
Before we get too far away from the conversation we just had.
Okay, Richie, hey, help yourself.
Hey. We were all saying Mac, great. Windows, bad. Let me tell you, I have a Chromebook at home that I bought for my son for school last year when he was in the sixth grade. And this is probably one of the nicest devices I have ever touched. It works. You open it, it starts immediately. It doesn't have a hard drive. It's got a flash drive. Everything is internet-based. There's no software that you download to it, so nothing can get infected or jumbled up. And I truly enjoy using this device. It just works.
Is it like the size of an iPad?
Yeah, it is. On the one I have, the screen is the size of an iPad, and as a matter of fact, it's a touch screen,
okay.
So you can use it like an iPad as well. And I mean, the whole family goes and grabs this thing just for quick stuff that they want to use. But, Doug, as soon as you open it, it's on.
I feel like this would be something very good for our Dudley if he's traveling, because you can check your email, everything's right.
Well, that's why I
mean, this would be something really easy.
This computer was built for you, because there is no software that you have to figure out, and there are no viruses, because you can't download anything to it. So you wouldn't have a problem with it. Now, you know, you're going to need a couple of computers with software on them, just because of the things that we do.
Yep.
But for travel purposes.
For travel and even your day-to-day, you could use a Chromebook.
Is it just Wi-Fi based?
Yeah, it's just Wi-Fi based. Yeah, you cannot plug an Ethernet cable into it.
Okay.
So you can't, if we had an Ethernet cord, you couldn't use it anyways.
I have to look. I don't remember an Ethernet plug on there, but I'd have to look. But it's just simple, and it does the basics. It gets on the Internet. That's all it does.
Mm-hmm.
So you can search news, you can search, you can have all of your email.
Facebook, all that stuff.
Yeah, very simple. Sounds like a simple solution.
That's all it does. It's a 1967 Dart, Doug.
How expensive is this 67 Dart?
I think I paid $180.
Oh, so they're really reasonable.
They're very cheap.
Okay.
Yeah, the 1967 Dart was about $3,200.
Well, this is the low-end Dart.
I see. Okay. All right.
Well, is there even such a thing as a lower-end Dart?
Yeah. A Dart was a Dart.
Yeah.
It's a slant Dart. Six to make it easy for Doug to understand. Yeah.
Yes. Right. It was. Which is only a six on its side. Yeah, really and truly. So Twitter made an announcement that they were changing its 140-character limit. And it started last week. What have you, if anything, have we noticed any difference in our Twitter at DJV show account?
Well, yes.
Have you noticed anything different for you as it applies to both of you?
Yes, it's so much nicer, because if you want to retweet and what they call quote tweet, if you want to include the other person's tweet and then add your own commentary, that used to not be that flexible. And now
you can do it on Facebook, but you can't do it on Twitter.
Right.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. Now you have a lot more flexibility on Twitter to do that, to share posts. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so under
the circle. Very proud of you.
Well, I copy and post stuff to my Facebook page because there are some things that I see there, especially if it applies to animals or some of the things that I'm close to, like that the story about the milk. Reposted that. That could be tweeted as well. I think you take a lot of the stuff I talk about and retweet it on Twitter and pass it down on Facebook. It's just a nice way to get more people involved in stories that, at least for me, are important. That's really what it's about, to share the things that are important to you. And that certainly is. There's a concern, shall we say, among parents because the average child spends more than a quarter of every day in front of a screen, and the odds are that the games that may be played have violence in them, shows that may be watched have sexual content in them. So you got to wonder what it's doing to your children, or how do you protect your children from the shows, the advertisers, the marketers, the predators, whatever it is. So I wonder if we have, Richie, you are really pretty good at watching what your children are doing. I was reading this story. There were a couple of examples of problematic products that I saw. And I wonder, because there have to be things that are blind spots for you. When you can't possibly imagine all the things that are available to your children.
You can't manage it. I finally came to the conclusion a few years ago when I just realized that you cannot beat YouTube. Like, YouTube has a filter for kids, but if they accidentally or on purpose log out of their account, they're just in the regular YouTube. Mm-hmm. So once I realized that you cannot manage YouTube, and if they go watch a Disney thing, within five clicks they'll be on something that they shouldn't be watching, because that's where you end up.
Yeah.
I decided I'm just going to teach my kids to know right from wrong and know whether they should be watching something or shouldn't, because in the end, that's the only thing you can do. And for example, Saturday we went to the bike store, my son Sean and I, who he's 12 years old, and we bought him a new bike for school this year. And so after a month, they give you the free tune-up, and we're in the bike store and, you know, waiting for the tune-up to be done, and they have a Pandora channel running the music in the background as you're shopping. And the F-bomb drops in one of these songs that they're playing. And Sean looks at me, and he just kind of smiles, and I look back. But he knows.
Well, he knows that the word is.
Right. All the time. YouTube and everywhere. But I don't worry about it, because I know that he knows. You know, okay, I shouldn't be using this word. But I did walk up to the manager and I said, hey, listen, my son is 12. He hears it, he gets it. You know, I'm not. But there's a couple over there with a 5 and a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether you're aware of it, but this just happened. So they're trying to manage. So now they have to go manage Pandora to not play explicit songs. So you cannot manage this. You just have to raise kids that know right from wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, philosophically speaking, that's pretty sharp.
That's all you can do.
Follow that. All right.
I was just telling you during the break. I log into my router so that I can manage my kids' devices and when they're allowed to be on them and when they're not allowed. You know, past 8 o'clock, you're not allowed to be on this device or that device, whatever it is. And I have 20-some devices in my house that are connected to the Wi-Fi.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, between iPods and iPads and laptops and computers and PS4s and Wiis, you can't manage it.
Wow.
Good God.
Yeah.
Sounds like you live in an electronics store.
It does.
I feel like I live in the Best Buy.
Yeah.
44 after the hour on Tech Talk Time.
This report is brought to you by Web.com. In the digital world we live in today, with information and resources constantly at our fingertips, it can be surprising when that local business around the corner has zero online presence. But did you know that only 41% of small businesses actually have a website? Small business expert and media personality Carol Roth is partnering with Web.com to bring awareness and advice to business owners across the country who are thinking about making a website of their own but don't necessarily know where to start. Here are a few tips from Carol herself.
For small businesses, a good web presence can really make or break your success. But what most business owners don't realize is that it's not just about a pretty website. It takes a solid foundation of quality content, reliable technology, and strategic planning of how to get your sites out there that really helps your small business thrive in the online world.
For more advice on how to make your small business thrive online, visit www.web.com.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
When educator-turned-hip-hop artist D1 finished paying back his student loans, he celebrated by writing the song Sally Mae Back. Now he's teaming up with Sally Mae to help students get on track to paying off their loans.
I'm passionate about helping people learn about financial literacy. The reality is that students are hungry for information. They want to understand the facts about paying back their loans and the best way to do it.
Sally Mae's Rick Castellano adds,
we're thrilled to work with D1 to help students get into the rhythm of repayment. He lays out the process and steps that are both direct and doable, teaching the right moves for building credit and successfully paying back student loans.
Now through January 11th, Sally Mae customers with eligible student loans have the chance to win up to $10,000 to pay down their loans. For D1's complete list of tips and to enter the Pays to Repay contest, visit SallyMae.com. That's SallyMae.com. I'm Bob Pipo for the Consumer Radio Network.
47 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan on Tech Talk Time. There was a smartphone attached to a balloon that was sent up a couple of... I'm not sure exactly when this was. A weather balloon? Yeah. Yeah. To set a record for the highest live streaming ever done from such a device. It was attached to a weather balloon carrying a camera and other equipment, and was set off from a town in northern Sweden. The balloon was expected to break at 30,000 feet, and then the whatever the device had would make its way back down by a parachute. And I don't know whether they've ever figured out. This was supposed to be a Guinness World Record sort of thing.
They've done this with a GoPro before, but okay. it wasn't streaming live. It just recorded it and then came back down and they found it. It's magnificent video. So I haven't seen the streaming one, but I would imagine it's also magnificent. It's just fantastic to watch.
Fabulous to see something like that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And those things always, those are the kind of things that give me a big kick, frankly. I think that's what makes all of this stuff worthwhile, to see the beauty of our universe, to see the beauty of the earth, to see the beauty of people. I complain a lot about the distracted life that many people are using. And I know that when it starts to get to you, you want to make a change. There are tools to do that. People can get away from all these apps and all the downloads and all the other things. But I really do think that something like that is a worthwhile adventure because you can use it for so many different purposes.
I want you to think about this technology a little differently as a tool that you use to help you,
I use it all the time.
Right.
Don't
think of it as something that's got you, captured you. Think of it as a tool.
Well, I do think people overuse it, frankly.
Yes, that's true.
True.
All right, 10 minutes for the hour, Tech Talk time.
For
P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, 53 past the hour, 2017 Tech Talk time. Victoria and I are going to go through what's going on in Vermont with a power grid up there. Look out below. And then there's a new high-tech suitcase that is apparently so popular you can't get one. So why are we talking about it? It was like, tease alert. And also the Consumer Electronics Show gets going this year. This is a tradition, first week of the new year. This huge event in Las Vegas, which brings hundreds of thousands of people there to gawk at new electronics and new technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so here's my pal Holland Cook with a preview of what it looks like CES is going to be all about this year.
Last year, CES strained Vegas hotel capacity. So this year, they've capped attendance at last year's 176,000 of us. And they even changed their name. What was the Consumer Electronics Association is now the Consumer Technology Association. Because there's more to tech than gadgets. The world's biggest retailer doesn't own a single store, Amazon.com. Google and Uber are verbs, not gadgets. budgets, Uber, which now equals car to a growing worldwide customer base, has a bigger market cap than General Motors. The world's biggest taxi fleet doesn't own any cars. It's a social network. And yes, I am in gadget heaven with acres of selfie sticks and Bluetooth speakers and mammoth 3D TVs and drones. More than 2,200 companies' products are on display here. 80% of them are small businesses, many of them startups that presidential candidates call the risk takers. And many of them are lining up for ABC TV's Shark Tank, which is doing open auditions here. Tech is big business. $285 billion this year in the USA alone. And I'll tell you all about it all this week from SurvivalSpeech.com. I'm Holland Cook in Las Vegas for Good Day.
All right, let's get to this utility in Vermont. The power, and I'm not sure whether there was a power outage here. I know there have been attempted hacks on the electric grid in various places. So the most recent is the discussion, the discovery of a bit of malware at a Vermont utility office. Is that right? Is that basically substance here?
Yep. The Russian malware was a code, and it was found on a laptop. It's linked to, quote-unquote, Grizzly Step. That's what the Obama administration calls a Russian operation that's linked to several hacks during the election. So if they find this malware that says Grizzly Step on it, then you know it's connected to the other Russian stuff that's connected to the election hacking. So the laptop wasn't technically connected to any of the grid systems, and the company's working now with the feds to figure out if there was a breach and to prevent a breach. The reason that this is obviously such a big deal is if any of our electrical grids get hacked and the service is interrupted, that directly impacts emergency medical situations, hospitals, utility services. I mean, it's a really big deal, and that's why grids are always so heavily guarded and protected. In a statement, Vermont's governor said that the U.S. government should put an end to this sort of Russian meddling. So this is, I think more and more states are now on high alert, and I think that you're going to continue to see this be a big developing story. Hopefully not for the entire year of 2017, but I think certainly in the beginning of it, we're gonna hear more and more of this, and everyone's now on high alert. They now know what malware and what the codes are to detect them on certain systems, which is a good thing, and you know we have to stay ahead of it.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, here's this new high-tech suitcase that 3,000 people are waiting for. I got a new briefcase. I guess that's what we used to call them. I don't know what they call it that, but this is bigger than that. What's in this thing? Why do so many people want it?
Well, you know, this is a Raiden A22 carry suitcase. It has technologies that allow you to always know the location of your bag through your smartphone. There's a corresponding app. So if you're waiting for your bag, if your bag is misplaced somewhere in the airport before you board your flight or when you're waiting for it on the carousel, it tells you how many feet away it is. So if it's hundreds of feet away, you know it's on a different flight. So it makes finding your bag a lot easier. It also, one of the cool things it has, as you pack, you know how sometimes, well, women have this a lot. We overpack and we don't know, oh no, are we going to get to the airport and get a surprise that it weighs too much? This bag, as you're packing, tells you what the weight of it is, which is also really cool.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.